You know, it's been said that there are two important days in life. The first is the day that you're born. That's a big deal. I mean, we celebrate with horns and hats and cakes and gifts every year, the 70 plus or minus years that God gives us on the planet. But I think the second day that's important is probably even more significant, and that is knowing why. The day you discover why. Why was I born? Why am I here? What's my purpose? And I don't mean that just in a philosophical sense, in a practical sense. More than the job you pick or the place that you live. But what's your purpose? What's God's intention for your life? And today on the program, we want to address that topic, finding the purpose of life, the purpose for each of us, and then maybe even more specific as you really allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your life, your purpose, His design for you. I'm Dr. Randy. This is the Intentional Living Ministry from our Intentional Living Center, part of Family Life Radio. And I thank you for joining us to be a part of the show today, because you're going to hear some stories of people about finding their purpose and the process of finding purpose. And I'll be sharing some of the steps to really settle on what is your purpose. You know, there's a process. We spend more time thinking about a vacation or where we're going to go to dinner than we do our purpose and our design for being here. And that's what we want to get in today as we talk about finding your purpose on Intentional Living.
Hi, this is Stephanie, and I'm calling from Harrisonville, Missouri, and I just wanted to share what I want to be intentional about our work area and our lives. And my husband's been out of work for 3 years, and he's been putting applications in everywhere, and I know that God has a plan for us, but sometimes I worry too much because of financial difficulties, and I want to be intentional and not worrying about things and know that God has a plan for us and that there is a reason that He's been out of work for this long. I have a job at a Christian daycare center, and I know that God has a plan and He will send him a job. So I was just going to let you know that I love your guys' show, and to let anybody else that's out there struggling without their husband working, that God will take care of you through that hard time, and He will see you through, and just keep pressing on and be strong, because God, there is a plan for everything that happens. So thanks. Bye.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. You know, one thing I'll say, if you're really seeking God's will for your life and you're not quite clear what it is, we know that if you get into Scripture, there is the revealed will of God in the Bible. And so there are things that are laid out in Scripture that are very clear in how we should live. And so my encouragement, if you're kind of feeling you're not clear yet why you're here, but you know God loves you and you want to follow Him and you're trying to find that sweet spot, just keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Stay in God's Word. Stay in prayer. Stay around the right kind of people. Find out where God is moving and be in those places. And keep praying. Ask God to reveal maybe that special thing that He has for you, that that assignment that He has for your life. And don't be surprised when it comes that it may be a little different than you had anticipated. You don't know. It could be right where you are today, and it may be right where you are today just to know that God is with you right there in that place. He's got you right where He wants you to be. And sometimes we're always looking over the fence for something else to say, but God, I'm right here. I got these responsibilities. I have this family. You know, it begins right there where you are. Remember, God's will is right there where you are this moment, and then moves out. And I've had the excitement in my life and the privilege to be around people who I've seen God get a hold of and transform their lives and move them in exciting directions. And I'd love to hear some of your stories, simple or maybe over the top, whatever it may be, but you know it's God moving in your life. Does God have a plan for your life? Where have you experienced that? Let's go to Robert first in Texas, who's joining us on this topic. Hey, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate it. Tell me what you've learned.
Well, I felt led to call you. I was listening to your radio station, and the question that you posed was, what is our purpose here on earth? Why did God create us?
Mm-hmm.
And first and foremost, I believe that he created us to worship him. That's one of our purposes. Other purposes that we have tie directly into the different spiritual gifts each of us have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to vary from person to person. So once we, before we even try to tap into that, we got to get back into our worship mode, which is the main reason he created us. And to worship our God, our creator, does not mean just sitting in church or standing in church with arm raised the whole time. Right now I'm driving down the highway and I'm worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at his creation, at the clouds. It's a little bit of rain's coming down on me. That's something to glorify him. That's something to thank him for. And I'm worshiping him. I'm listening to Christian music. I'm listening to you guys. And I'm in worship mode, and I try to stay there. Now, some of the spiritual gifts that I've been able to discover in my life are to teach and to preach,
mm-hmm.
Motivate. And so I use those. I'm involved in our youth group at our church. And it's just great, and it's exciting when we're able to tap into that. But it's just, it's awesome. So if anybody out there is struggling with what is your purpose, first and foremost, worship him. Worship God, mm-hmm. first and foremost.
And remember, as you point out, Robert, worship is not just a Sunday morning experience with a congregation. You're worshiping when you're driving down the road there in Texas. We worship when we give God the glory for everything. We worship when, even with our family. Everything that we do is an act of worship. Tithing is an act of worship. Giving, sharing, loving others. These can be acts of worship. And then Robert points out, right on target, the Bible talks about spiritual gifts. What does that mean? It means in a practical sense that each of us will have at least one spiritual gift. His case, he talked about preaching and teaching. There's the gift of administration, the gift of mercy. Do you know what your gift is or the gifts are in your life? There are little tests that you can take and surveys that can help you learn and grow about and understand and then grow through what your spiritual gift may be. And God gives each of us, he talks about as a body, we all have different strengths and different weaknesses, and focusing on those strengths are really powerful. All right, thank you, Robert. Let me go to Mary in Arizona. Talk to me, Mary. Appreciate your call.
Hi.
Talk to me. Hi there.
I'm Mary, and I was listening to your question. You said, what's the two most important dates? You said it's your birth date, and the second most important date is really your death, and that's when you graduate to see Jesus, because that's the goal. That's what we've been born for. This is what we're living for. And this is what we're waiting for. It's to see Jesus, our King, our friend, our God.
That's
so
true. But between that date when we're born and that date that we see him, we've got a date to know why we're here. Yeah, exactly. What do we do with the time that we have?
You're going to be an ambassador for Christ. You're going to show him in you. You're going to be kind. You're going to take care of people. And you're going to show his love, and that's what's required. Mm-hmm. There's three things: to be kind, and to be kind. That's all you got to do. And if you do those three things, you have fulfilled everything that he wants you to do. So it's just loving one another and loving him first, and then you love one another. So that's all you have to do, and you fulfilled all the commandments, all the everything that you need to do by being kind.
What about, Mary, talk to me a little bit about your, and I agree with that, by the way. I agree with when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, in other words, living out our faith. But what about your purpose? When you look at your daily life, when you look at, you as a person, how God's wired you and so on, how has God wired you in a very practical sense to live out your days?
He wants me to trust him. He wants me to trust him like a child, just like a child trusts their parents to eat food and take care of them. That's what he wants me to do. He said, trust me.
Mm. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Mary. I want to get Amy on the line before we take a break here to see how she has found her purpose, why God has her here on the planet as she sees it. Amy, welcome to the program from New Mexico. Are you there, Amy? Well, the phone's up, but I don't hear her. We'll get to Amy in just a moment.
Hi, this is Iris. I'm closing up a career on 24 years in the military. I just went on terminal leave on the 23rd of September, and I just want to say I'm listening to the show, and you know, I think that God has a purpose for my life here. I'm passionate about what I'm about to do next. I'm still looking for what that thing is, but I believe that it was just, you know, divine providence that I was able to leave the service when I did. And now I'm here and I'm available to God 100%. And that's my passion right now. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Bye-bye.
There you go. Listen, you know, we're talking today, and I was, you know, thinking of Mary as she was sharing about, you know, God has called us to love one another. That's for sure. No question about it. To trust Him, absolutely. As I said, when he approached the rich young ruler, he said, sell your possessions, give to the poor, and then follow me. I guess what I'm asking today is a very practical question. I understand the spiritual dynamic of this, but a very practical question. When do you know you're in the sweet spot? I guess we're talking about spiritual gifts to a certain extent here. You know, when you kind of know when you're not there, kind of know when you're not where you're supposed to be. I mean, you love God and you're following Him and you're trusting Him, but there's just something that doesn't seem to be clicking just right. How is it that you know when you're just right there where God has you? Doesn't mean it's always going to be comfortable. Could be very uncomfortable. But there's something that goes on in your life and you know it. I don't know if I'm sharing this as clearly as I'd like, but that's where I am as we think about being intentional in really knowing God's will and finding it and living it. Okay, Amy, I think we got you here back on the line from New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. How have you found that sweet spot in your life?
Well, it's interesting. My sweet spot is I'm a nurse.
Mm.
And over the past 31 years, I've done several different types of nursing. Tried the hospital, worked there several years, worked in oncology, worked several years. And I have come back after a few years off, and I'm a hospice nurse. And I know in my heart it is exactly where I belong. It, without a doubt.
How do you know that?
I know that, first of all, because I'm impassioned to be with my families and with the patient who's been diagnosed as terminal.
Mm.
To be there 100% when I'm there. So that's one way. The other way is that there has been an absolute spirit of peace that comes over at the time of death when I'm speaking with the patients before they die, when I'm speaking with the family before the patient dies. There's an absolute peace that comes over that I am in the right place, saying the right thing, serving the right people at the right time. It doesn't always come out that way. It doesn't always come out so easily. But I would say more than not, I would say 98% of the time,
yeah.
I am spot on. And I know that my gift from the Spirit is hospitality and encouragement. I know that. And I serve in my church. I have a lot of volunteer work that I do on the outside that serves people. It's where I feel safest in this world. I feel very comfortable. I feel very at ease talking to people about things that are happening with them. And I don't know.
You've shared a lot. I mean, you and I highlighted a couple of things. Passion is certainly one area. If you're doing something, you're involved in a work or a mission or ministry, and you're not feeling passionate about it, it's nothing more than a job or an activity or an assignment, you got to stop and either say, is that me, God? Is there something going on in my life where I need to get with the program? Or am I just off a little bit from where you'd have me be? I think the other thing that you said, Mary, that's profound is there's a sense of peace. Whenever we got discontentment in our lives, we got to ask, Is this a healthy discontentment? Am I taking this discontentment as an opportunity to learn and say, God, what are you teaching me? Or is it an unhealthy discontentment? And I think those two things are really powerful. And I would say, Amy, thank you for being there. What a powerful, important, precious moment to be with a family there at the end of life. And God bless you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing a lot with us today. More to come. Don't go away. Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. The Bible is full of ways believers in Christ can experience hope. In part two of Dr. Randy's teaching, How to Experience Hope, he continues to go through the Bible and reveals six verses that show us how to experience hope from a biblical perspective. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you a blog, along with a video or audio of this teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. To receive this month's special offer, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, Kurt, thank you for reminding us that every month here at Intentional Living, I have an opportunity to create a brand new, fresh teaching to encourage our listeners and our members all around the country. And this month, you just heard an excerpt from the teaching, the second part of a two-part series on experiencing hope. And as I say, the reservoir of hope, of God's hope, is huge. It's limitless. So there's no bottom to it, deeper than the deepest part of the ocean. And yet so few of us really experience hope on a regular basis. I mean, really experience it. Sometimes we have a hopeful day or two, and then we can sink. So I did a study in Scripture to really focus on what does the Bible teach, not just about hope, because there's lots of verses on hope, but what about the verses that teach us how to experience hope? And I found six that I share in this two-part lesson that I think you'll find very encouraging. So if you are not a part of the Intentional Living family, can I encourage you to come and join us today? Be on the journey with us. Pray for us. Your financial support every month is making a huge difference. How do you do that? Simple. Just go to our website, theintentionallife.com, and click on Donate. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And thank you. God bless you for your support. All right, let's get back to our callers. Vicki, welcome to Intentional Living.
Well, thank you, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. Have you found the sweet spot? You know why you're here?
I do. I grew up in a Christian home, but I never really had a personal relationship with Christ. Until my son started actively using heroin and became an addict. And I sought help for him through many different areas, but it was a long time coming. And a Christian friend reached out to me and said, hey, we need to help each other and help others. So we started a spiritual program here in our city with the help of people from the Phoenix area. And that the purpose is to give one a sense of serenity and peace through a relationship with Christ. It doesn't specifically mention Christ, but it's a spiritual organization. And I think my purpose is to help those people that are suffering from, as we know, a huge problem of addiction, that there is this peace. And I'm so fortunate to say that my son has been sober for 4 years and, is living a productive life. And I just practice every day a sense of gratitude and trying to increase that wisdom and spirituality that Christ has given me through studying His Word and letting that light of His shine through me.
So, well, Vicki, listen. Let me add. I think what I hear you saying is, up until the time that you really got whacked here in your family with some really difficult things, it was like you're searching and wondering. But as a result of this, instead of going bitter and negative and self-destructive and all that. You chose to go through this process and say, I want God to use me through this process to go out and support others, love others. And we find over and over, Vicki, that many times God puts us into a spot from a personal experience, something we've learned, something we've been through that we can take and apply to others. And I think that's what I heard.
Exactly. And even though, you know, my son is sober, I still go to the meetings. I still reach out, you know, knowing what I know of the Bible to others, hoping to bring them to a sense of themselves and what's going on with addiction. Mm. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, God has used me for this purpose.
Well, thank you for doing that, Vicki. You're making a difference in people's lives. Appreciate your call today as well.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Ray.
That's great. Fantastic. Let me go to Steve over in Iowa. Steve, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Appreciate your call. What about this topic of knowing why you're here? How are you doing with that?
It was a question as a young person in which I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and then went in the Air Force and got stationed overseas, and someone asked me if I'd die, do I know where I'd spend eternity? And then they showed me how to be saved, and I got saved, and God changed my life, and I found my purpose was to live for Him and honor and glorify Him and all that I say and do.
Mm.
And then afterwards, 3 years later, He called me to be a missionary, and I've been in South Africa for 25 years.
Wow.
Working with the Indians and Zulus there.
So are you back here now permanently, or are you on furlough?
No, I'm just home on furlough. So I'm visiting churches.
Was there something that, was there a moment in time that really said, hey, this is what God's called me? Can you remember that moment? What was that like?
Well, after I got saved, and then I found the Bible says in Revelation 4:11 that we were created for His honor and glory. So then I realized my purpose in life was to honor and glorify God.
Hmm.
And, you know, you said the two most important moments is the day I was born, but the day I got saved.
That's right.
And then He transformed my life. And then I just told God, whatever you want. And then 3 years later, after a missions conference, a missionary had spoke to our church. He said 95% of all Christian workers in America working with 5% of the world's population, even 5% of the world's Christian workers to work with 95% of the world. And so I said, God, I want to go to those 95%.
That's a calling. That's what we're talking about today. You know, I have a whole list of, by the way, thank you, Steve. I have a list of 10 questions you can ask yourself as you're making a decision in life, and it could be a decision of really seeking what does He have for you, that you should ask yourself. There are 10 very practical questions. We call them the intentionals. They're at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on the broadcast highlights box there, and it'll take you to it. Boy, this has been good today. If you want to add to the discussion, you can leave it on our comment line, 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'm Felicia from St. Louis, Missouri, and I just wanted to say thank you to Intentional Living because it has really helped me a lot, helped me think about my thoughts and things that I need to be more intentional and focusing on in my life. And I wanted to say thank you, and I am definitely going to sow some money into the ministry, but it has helped me because I have been divorced for a little bit over a year now, but I was separated for about 2.5 years or something like that. And it has been helping me focus on, be more intentional in doing the things that God has told me to do, to focus on bettering the body of Christ. And so I want to thank you guys for that.
The power of one thing, the power of intentional living, it works in your life because it's, you know, it's really what God is all about. I mean, God is an intentional God. He's made us in His image. His design is that we would live an intentional life in Him. So thank you for sharing that. And God bless you for supporting the ministry as well. You know, I've told the story, but I'll say it again as a reminder of this young man, Ty, that I visited a number of years ago that was 26 years old, hit on a motorcycle, broke his neck at the C1 level, so he could only move his eyes and speak in a very soft, soft voice. And he was in the care center over here across town, and listening to the radio station and asked for us to come over and visit, and I went over to visit him. All he could do is move his eyes and breathe into a little tube to type things on a screen and speak with a whisper. That's all he had. And the nurses were saying, we love to be in his room because he encourages us. And as we were about to leave the room, the nurses said, I think he wants to tell you something. They knew him well enough. And so I went over literally and got probably a foot from his mouth. And this is what this young 26-year-old man, who probably had every reason to feel hopeless, is what he said to me. Tell them about Jesus. You know, as I was hearing that testimony again of that young man, Ty, that many years ago had that encounter with him, and to still resonate, I can hear it in my head, him saying, tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. He's with Jesus now, but I'll tell you, his impact was huge in the lives of the nurses and doctors and everyone who had a chance to meet him. And I think his story is a reminder of what this show is all about today, finding our purpose. And our ultimate purpose is to glorify God in the words that we speak, the way we live, reaching others for Christ. Well, it brings glory to God and benefit to us, frankly. And so that's an excerpt from the lesson this month, a two-part series on the topic of experiencing hope that goes out every month, a brand new lesson to our members all around the country, both video and audio. And if you're not a part of the family yet, you ought to be, and we welcome you today. Your monthly support matters a great deal. If you'd like to talk to one of our staff, call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on that little donate icon. All the information is there for you. Also, I would like to, as we're closing the show, remind our friends in New Mexico and Arizona area, Southwest, that I'm going to be leading a conference, an intentional love marriage date night, coming to Albuquerque on Saturday, November the 4th, and we're going to be opening the tickets really soon here. So you can get your tickets for that night. Limited seating, so I don't want you to miss out. Bring some other couples with you. It's going to be a fun night. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. I promise you'll have one thing that you can take away that'll make a difference for your marriage. Plus, great resources that we'll be bringing along for that evening. Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 4th, Albuquerque. Watch for the tickets. They'll be available to you very shortly, and I'll give you the high sign when they are, but circle the date today. All right, I've got to run. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living, and we'll see you next time right here from our Intentional Living Center.